Passengers from other countries landed together with 81 Singaporeans and dependents returning from the Middle East this morning. They were on a Singapore military aircraft from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. This is the fourth repatriation flight mounted by the Foreign Affairs Ministry and the second via an RSAF airplane. Shilin Xia was at Changi Airport.
A long-awaited journey back home for many of these passengers, with it having been about 2 weeks since the latest conflict in the Middle East began. This time round, around 40 of those on board are Singaporean students studying in the region.
In the Middle East, I was finishing up my studies, my A-levels, and being with my family. Unfortunately, I'm separated from my mother. She still plans to work there. Some Singaporeans, they plan to stay in the Middle East for work, but I have to start school, and I was unsure whether the airbase would open soon.
I was very scared, and it was more nervous because of the uncertainty of the conditions and the situation and how long it may, you know, cool down. So yeah, I was just scared, and for the safety of the Singaporeans. But thanks to MFA and everyone that was part of the team, really helped us, give us reassurance. Yeah.
Acting Minister in charge of Muslim Affairs, Faizal Ibrahim, was present at the arrival hall to welcome them. He says agencies will engage the students and provide them with support as they navigate disruptions, including counselling when needed.
We hope that these measures will offer some support and reassurance to students and their families during this uncertain time. I want to stress that the situation in the Middle East remains uncertain. This episode is a reminder that circumstances abroad can change very quickly. MFA has advised Singaporeans to defer all travel to the Middle East region due to the security concern and situation and disruptions to flights.
Meanwhile, this flight also carried passengers from several other countries, including Australia, Indonesia and Vietnam. Authorities say Singaporeans were prioritized, with efforts made to ensure that they secured seats before the remaining slots were released to non-Singaporeans.
I'm very grateful, again, for the opportunity given by the Singapore Consulate Office. It's one thing to provide an evacuation flight for your own citizens, but it's another thing to provide an evacuation flight for citizens of neighboring countries as well.
The only challenge really right now in Saudi Arabia is fairly safe, but the closure of the airspace has really conditioned everyone's life, and so it's great of the Singaporean government to have organized this. So thank you to the SAF and the MOI to put this together. It was really great. It gave a lot of options to other people, even from outside of Singapore, like myself.
With this arrival, Singapore's repatriation efforts for now have concluded. The Foreign Affairs Ministry remains in touch with remaining Singaporeans still in the region. And CNA understands that if necessary, further arrangements may be made as the situation develops.